An elegy from Mary Turner. 1. It could have been any black man in the county. It could have been any black man in the county. A bone to pick and pick and pick. Acres and acres of Sea Island cotton to harvest. Before it's devoured by the hungry boll weevils eating their way north. Autonomous grandis. 1918. A war to end all wars. Money made from sweat and pain and stooping in the fields. Money made on the backs of others. So few choices, cotton or tobacco or peanuts in the flatlands of Georgia. Wear it, smoke it, eat it. The fecund coastal plains. Dirt in every crease. Live oaks, resurrection ferns, rain showers and heat. Val d'Aosta. Toothy rodents, deer flies, mayflies, dragonflies, oily roaches, lacewing mosquitoes, swarming fire ants, biting in mysterious union like one organism. Yellow fields, ruts in the road, palmetto thickets, loblolly pines, Spanish moss, turgid puddles and ponds choked by duckweed. Dirt rich with meaty grubs, white and round. Opossums and raccoons at night, scavenging, foraging, picking their way through the undergrowth in rubbish bins, on porches, and in sheds with nasty, quiet feet. Rattlesnakes, cottonmouths, and coral snakes. Red touches yellow, kills a fellow. Beware of dark corners, wood piles, hollow logs, and empty boots. Black widows and the brown recluse, violins and hourglasses, cannibalistic lovers. It could have been any black man in the county. It could have been one or three or 10. Average height, black, male. Unnamed, named, known, unknown, lynched. Human torch, human target. Swinging like a smoked ham in a tree. Towed behind a car. Cut, beaten, strangled, disappeared, dismembered, raped. Known, unknown, unnamed. Drowning, dragging, shooting, stabbing, burning, and beating. 4,075 victims of racial terror lynchings in 12 southern states from 1877 to 1950. It could have been any black man in the county. Atavistic brutes, sexual predators, super predators, natural criminals, beastly instincts. Keep those white women safe so they can bake pies and raise babies, but never hell. Miscegenation, the ultimate fear, sons of Ham, rutting around like wild boars, mixing of the races, forbidden, unnatural. Unless it was for profit, for pleasure, for control, for punishment, to satisfy the baser urges of white men. 2. It could have been any black man in the county, but a woman? A black woman? Who's black woman? Mary Turner. Say her name. Mary Turner. Negress. Mary Turner. Woman or property. Mary Turner. A woman or a beast. Thomas Jefferson once wrote, "Blacks own judgment in favor of the whites declared by their preference of them as uniformly as is the preference of the orangutan for the black women over those of his own species." Mary Turner was not a beast, or Jezebel, or Sapphire, or Mammy. Mary Turner was a woman, a black woman. Like a hog, all the parts could be enjoyed. But not Miss Hampton Smith, white woman, an angel of the house, his house, wife of Mr. Hampton Smith, her name given away in marriage, from one man to one man, a white man, sacrosanct. It was a large plantation worked by men who could not pay their debts. Magnolias, gardenias, tea roses, monkey grass, and lilies. Hired by a man, a gentleman, who could not find help the easy way. His reputation so soured by the years of violence in his blood. Georgia Cracker, cracking the whip, cracking his knuckles, cracking skulls. Sweaty black backs for sale, for bond, for petty crimes. Slavery by a different name, chattel. Sons and grandsons of slaves, property of the county jail for lease, human, real estate. Picking rocks, picking fights. He picked a fight. But shoot a white woman? A monolithic, God-filled vessel of the purest creation? White on white, Mrs. Hampton Smith, in a delicate condition. Mrs. Hampton Smith shot through the window. Mrs. Hampton Smith with her husband's Winchester. He was 25 and dead in their bedroom. Mr. Hampton Smith, by a bullet from his own gun. For all who draw the sword will die by the sword. Black on white, say good night. It could have been any black man in the county. Did she recline bleeding in the creek or hide behind a log? Were pieces of her dress scattered on the ground? Or did she use her apron to staunch the blood? Red on white, don't die tonight. Did she flee the old Joyce place on foot? How many had fled on foot before her, escaping violence, the whites of their eyes rolling back in their wet sockets, looking over their shoulders with fear? Fight or flight? Were there desire paths through the woods, through the fields filled with rabbits, white-tailed does, wild turkeys, and mourning doves? Did she listen for quail calls? Did dead trees show the way? Did she follow the river? But shoot a white woman? Mrs. Hampton Smith? Her condition was delicate. Whites say she was raped, she was brutalized, she was very pregnant. She ran away, she lay in the creek for hours until she was revived, baptized in fear by blood and muddy water. She hid behind a log. She ran to her nearest neighbors. Good Negroes helped her. A white woman, an angel of the house, a widow, a victim, Mrs. Hampton Smith. White say, it could have been any black man in this county. 3. Word spread like the Spanish flu in the night air, humid and soft, still and festering, mouth to ear to mouth to ear. Fetid breath, Brooks County to Lowndes County, poisoning the waters of the little river, whispered by the Spanish moss and swamp gas, seeping over bridges, across tables, under cotton crazy quilts made of old work shirts and cotton house dresses soaked in sweat, patched until they were threadbare. Whites say, the black terror is armed and dangerous. Whites say, justice must prevail. We must keep law and order. It could have been any black man in the county. Whites say, it was a conspiracy. They gathered. They had guns. Whites say, it was the Huns. Fever took hold on the first night, snakes crawling in the dark, the air thick with the leg songs of crickets and katydids, tiny red chiggers, black fleas, and gray deer ticks, fat with blood, quietly sucking, hiding in the swamp, hiding in plain sight. It could have been any black man in the county. Let not the sun go down on your wrath in a sundown town. 4. Morning light on the wet grass and gravel. Gnat catchers, cat birds, fly catchers, cowbirds, sapsuckers, and mourning doves. Walker hounds and beagles eating last night's table scraps. Women kneading biscuit dough rich with lard, cut into perfect circles with mason jars. Will Head is the first black man to die. He suffers in the afternoon heat. Blackberry thickets drone, briars everywhere. He climbed the tree, rope around his neck, and jumped. What choices was he given? White men with guns. Will Thompson is the second black man to die. They swing together from trees in Troopville, Georgia, in the cooling evening air. Janus-headed horror. White men with guns. Fire round after round after round after round after round. Safety off. Red, you are dead. Julius Jones was the third black man to die. He hung alone in the woods in the dark Friday night. Mr. Hampton Smith was peacefully laid to rest in Pauline Cemetery, his grave marked by a tall white obelisk. 5. Saturday night. White men with guns, white men with badges seize Hayes Turner. Mr. Hampton Smith, dead as a doorbell now. He beat Mary Turner. Did he beat his wife, too? He beat Mary Turner. Whose woman? Whose property? Woman or beast? Hayes Turner spent time in jail. He sought vengeance for his bride, his wife, the woman he loved, like any man in the county. She had, after all, birthed and nursed and raised two children, her body swollen evidence of their recent union, a summer baby. No man should beat her like a beast. Mary Turner. But they did. Smith did. A white man, Mr. Hampton Smith. White say, but it's different. She was not like a white woman. Not like their angels, white marble and churchyards, frozen without agency. White say, it's different. They are different. They don't feel pain like we do. White men with guns. White men with guns and badges. Sanctioned by the state to use violence. Move Hayes Turner from one jail to another. Mary Turner is frantic. She knows what happens to black men in jail. White say with rolling eyes and smirks, they moved him from Quitman to Moultrie for his own protection. But why? To protect him? From what? From who? Blacks talk in houses and churches, eyes up, eyes down. They've seen this before. White anger, white dominion, white law. Palimpsest hiding black codes. Waves of heat bend the road. Too hot for snakes, too hot to move quickly. Did the white lawmen know their car would be surrounded? Were they as frightened as Hayes Turner? Did they roll their eyes? Did they smile? Yellow teeth, shiny with tobacco juice, lips stained brown. Did they pantomime, bluster, acquiesce, or roll down the window? Howdy, boys, funny meeting you here, wink, wink. White men with guns, white men with badges at the fork in the road. Drop a fork and a man will come visit you. Cuffs still circled his wrists, white men with badges. He hung in that tree for 2 days, a sign of white power. He hung in that tree for 2 days, dominion through violence. He hung in that tree for 2 days, white men with badges, white men with guns. Deliver me from the hand of my enemy. He swung until Monday morning by the banks of the Ocopilco Creek. Let the church crowds view his body, white men and white women and white children, meandering by in their Sunday best, pulled in buggies, horses straining against the heat and flies. Black men and black women and black children stayed in their homes, in the shadows, stay out of the light, stay out of their sight. Two hands in handcuffs and a rope around his elongated neck. Law and order. Never forget dominion was the natural order after all. It could be any black man in the county. There would be no third day, no resurrection for Hayes Turner. His body cut down and buried by convicts. Did they save the handcuffs? Relish the irony? White on black, can't take it back. 6. Was the next man Eugene Rice, Saturday afternoon at the old campground? Why? What did he do? It could have been any black man in the county, unknown, known, unnamed, named. Or black woman, Mary Turner, 8 months pregnant, gravida 3, para 2. Bitter anger, Mary Turner said loudly. If I knew the parties in the mob, I would swear out warrants for their arrest. They were known. They heard her declaration, Mary Turner. Farmers, barkers, the undertaker of Quitman, an agent for Standard Oil Company, a post office clerk, an employee at Griffin Furniture Company. Mr. Hampton Smith had 4 brothers who joined in. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, an eye for an eye. They could be any white man in the county. White men with guns, white men with jobs, white men with land. Known, named. But shame and guilt were nothing. White guilt baking pies, slopping hogs, and making deals. Her husband knew nothing about the crime. Her talk enraged them, Mary Turner. Them, white men with guns, A black woman, no one's woman now. Mary Turner, like a hog, all the parts could be enjoyed. In a car with white men to Folsom's Bridge, a Sunday drive over the little river, purposefully past Hayes Turner's body, once her body, his hands held fast behind his back with handcuffs. She knew those hands, every crease, every scar. Those hands had caressed her swollen belly and her smooth cheek. Those hands had held the hands of their children. They once traced her stretch marks eagerly, a pale map of love and life. Tie her by the ankles, hang her in a tree, set her clothes on fire. Were scraps of worn cotton scattered on the ground beneath her blistered head? A human torch, baby in her belly. 32 weeks ago, she was with Hayes Turner in their tiny bed. His body, her body, her body, his body. Frantic baby kicks on the surface of her swollen womb blistered with fire. Like a hog, all the parts could be enjoyed. Slit her open from navel to stern, like a hog. But the child who is born on the Sabbath day is bonny and blithe and good and gay. Lying in the dirt, baptized by blood and fire, their child cried out, Baby Turner, fragile baby, never felt skin to skin, only skin to dirt. Baby ears, tiny hands, nails as thin as paper, two small human cries, shame and guilt were nothing. Skull like a fragile seashell, a translucent Scotch bonnet crowned by tiny black curls, crushed by a boot, like a lowly beetle, like a hog killing, all the parts of the ritual would be enjoyed. Her body, her womb, her arms, empty. No one's woman now. Mary Turner, riddled with bullets until she was unrecognizable. Mother and child buried like refuse in the sandy dirt, like tainted offal, just feet from the tree that bore the marks of their torment. A whiskey bottle plugged with an old cigar. A sick joke. White men with guns taught her a lesson, Mary Turner. No one's woman now. 7. The bloodthirst of white supremacy is never satisfied. Violence begets violence. Within the week, three bodies in the little river rise to the surface and then disappear again. Unknown, unnamed, unclaimed. It could have been any black man in the county. Chime Riley tried to flee. He knew that they were coming, lynched instead of leaving, hidden in the river, white men with guns, weighed down their dirty work, their guilt, their dark pleasure, their violence, weighed down his body with cracked turpentine cups. Souvenirs for the people coming after, looking for a trace of murder on the surface of the brown water, seeing only their complicit reflections. Innocent afternoon distraction, just poking around, gathering mussel shells, slipped down by the river to see what can't be seen, mud and silt, shifting sandbars, covering and uncovering secrets with every full moon, pollywogs and water walkers, snapping turtles, red-eared sliders, snails, freshwater eels, minnows, and cottonmouth nests. It could have been any black man in the county. Simon Schulman was never found again. White men with guns approached his house after dark, hiding their participation, hunting their prey, a man, not an animal. They smashed his wooden furniture to bits like kindling wood. Broken chairs, broken dishes. There was no fire, just shards of fear. His family fled. Did they look back as white men took him? Their father or brother or son or lover? White men with guns. No grave, no body. Unknown, unnamed, unmarked. Just blood and soil. 8. Sidney Johnson, age 19, killer of Mr. Hampton Smith. A young black man with two guns, the most dangerous kind, was hiding in plain sight at his home in Valdosta. Not in the swamps, not by the river, not behind a log or in a tree. White men with guns, white men with badges, eyes blinded by white hate. A shotgun and a revolver, 7 chances. A black man with 2 guns. His house surrounded. White men with guns. White men with badges. He pledged to fight. Shot to death through the windows of his home. Black on white won't take me tonight. White men with guns did not enjoy his death. Enough. They would have their fun. Like a hog, all the parts would be enjoyed. Unsex him with a knife. Remove that which threatens white men the most and throw it in the road for all to see. Tie his black body to the bumper of a car and drag him down the main street in Valdosta. A warning. Out to the country, away from white eyes on Main Street, busy cooling pies and making deals, feeding dogs and cleaning windows, watching the carnage side-eyed. Some smile, some turn away. Untie the bloody man like a red rag tied behind a car and wait for sundown. Cinders and lightning bugs against the dark sky, fat crackling and bones splitting with the heat. Marrow bubbles until there is nothing left. White faces glowing orange, white ash. He was the last for a while. 9. The summer wore on without mercy. Heat collected on the porches of small empty houses, ceilings painted a hopeful blue like the sky, cat sawbriar climbing across broken fences, fields filled with bitter sneezeweed. Black said, "Let the boll weevils fill their bellies with the last cotton crop. Let the botflies lay their eggs in the backs of baby rabbits. Let the berries rot, their dogs starve, and the weeds grow thick." Black people slipping away in the night, black workers with their laboring bodies, mothers and babies and fathers moving north, turning their backs on the crop-laden fields filled with histories of fear and blood. Perhaps the whole county will fill with frogs, the fish will die, biting insects will descend, disease will be spread among the horses, cows, chickens, and pigs. Their white skin will erupt with boils. There will be locust and then the curse of darkness. 10. Black passing for white, hiding in plain sight, found it out, wrote it down, sent it north. Their gums flapped in cafes and barbershops, bragged about what they had done. He just smiled and listened. His blue eyes sparkled. He had perfected the shuck and jive. People see what they want to see. Walter White. The governor, Hugh Dorsey, white man elected to keep things in order, the natural order of white supremacy, white dominion. He said, "I believe that if the Negroes would exert their ultimate influence with the criminal element of their race and stop rapes, that it would go a long way towards stopping lynchings." Black on black, white fantasy. No black man ever raped Mrs. Hampton Smith, the pregnant widow. Her baby born like every landed white man in the county. No boot upon their head, no dirt, no fire, no men with guns. Swaddled in a blanket of cotton. Swaddled in power and privilege. Mother's milk, skin on skin, white on white.